Hey, she thought, glad that she had asked for an early appointment. He was answering her.
3 at the most. I'm sorry, Olivia. I was hoping...
Don't be sorry, Olivia interrupted briskly.
I'm 82 years old. Even though my generation lives so much longer than the previous ones, my friends have been dropping like flies lately. Our problem is that we worry we'll live too long and end up in a nursing home, or become a terrible burden to everyone. To know I have a very short time left, but will still be able to think clearly and walk around unassisted until the very end, is an immeasurable gift.
Her voice trailed off. Clay Hadley's eyes narrowed. He understood the troubled expression that had erased the serenity from Olivia's face. Before she spoke, he knew what she would say.
Clay, only you and I know.
He nodded.
Do we have the right to continue to hide the truth?
She asked, looking at him intently.
Mother thought she did. She intended to take it to her grave, but at the very end, when only you and I were there, she felt compelled to tell us. It became for her a matter of conscience, and with all the enormous good Catherine did in her life as a nun, her reputation has always been compromised by the insinuation that all those years ago, just before she entered the convent, she may have had a consensual liaison with a lover.
Hadley studied Olivia Morrow's face. Even the usual signs of age, the wrinkles around her eyes and mouth, the slight tremor of her neck, the way she leaned forward to catch everything he said, did not detract from her finely chiseled features. His father had been her mother's cardiologist, and he had taken over when his father retired. Now in his early 50s, he could not remember a time when the Morrow family had not been part of his life. As a child, he had been in awe of Olivia, recognizing even then that she was always beautifully dressed. Later, he realized that at that time, she had still been working as a sales girl at B. Altman's, the famous Fifth Avenue department store, and that her style was achieved by buying her clothes at giveaway end-of-the-season sales. Never married, she had retired as an executive and board member of Altman's years ago. He had met her older cousin Catherine only a few times, and by then she was already a legend, the nun who had started 7 hospitals for handicapped children, research hospitals dedicated to finding ways to cure or alleviate the suffering of their damaged bodies or minds.
Do you know that many people are calling the healing of the child with brain cancer a miracle and attributing it to Catherine's intercession? Olivia asked. She's being considered a candidate for beatification.
Clay Hadley felt his mouth go dry.
No, I hadn't heard.
Not a Catholic, he vaguely understood that that would mean the church might eventually declare Sister Catherine a saint and worthy of veneration by the faithful.
Of course, that will mean that the subject of her having given birth will be explored, and those vicious rumors will resurface and almost certainly finish her chance of being found worthy,
Olivia added, her tone angry.
Olivia, there was a reason neither Sister Catherine nor your mother ever named the father of her child.
Catherine didn't, but my mother did.
Olivia leaned her hands on the arms of the chair, a signal to Clay that she was about to stand up. He rose and walked around his desk, with quick steps for such a bulky man. He knew that some of his patients referred to him as Chunky Clay the cardiologist. His voice humorous, his eyes twinkling, he counseled all of them.
Forget about me and make sure you lose the weight. I look at the picture of an ice cream cone and put on 5 pounds. It's my cross to bear.
It was a performance he had perfected. Now he took Olivia's hands in his and kissed her gently. Involuntarily, she drew back from the sensation of his short, graying beard grazing her cheek, then to cover her reaction, returned the kiss.
Clay, my own situation remains between us. I will tell the few remaining people who care very soon.
She paused. Then, her tone ironic, she added,
In fact,